appear that a terrorist attack has occurred involving an unknown number of conference members. Our correspondents have learned from
the events occurring at the European summit. Swiss authorities have told our bureau that the reported terrorist attack did not take place in Geneva. We are at this hour still uncertain.
The State Department spokesman has announced that at approximately 4 p.m. European time, an attack by unknown persons took place in Liechtenstein, an alpine country on the eastern border of Switzerland. He also said it is
members of the conference of NATO allies may have attended a secret meeting in Liechtenstein, and that this was the target of the reported terrorist assault. Further details will be forthcoming.
We have now learned from sources in Geneva that the President of the United States was in Liechtenstein at the secret NATO meeting. Now clearly the site of a major terrorist...
Behind me, you can see the Rotus House. Up until 3 days ago, just one of the historic sites here above the Rhine Valley in the Principality of Liechtenstein, just across the Swiss border. History was rewritten here in this, the last remnant of the Holy Roman Empire, when it became the center of the most incredible and potentially devastating crime in the annals of modern terrorism.
File tape 179, suspect helicopter voice clearance check, June 6.
All flight 231, requesting clearance for touchdown. I'm bringing in security group 15, over. The word is dark star, I say again, dark star, over. Well, alrighty, but the roger.
File tape 2795, attack on confidential state meeting in Liechtenstein, June 6.
As you know, gentlemen, our intelligence efforts have proven, as have yours, to be ineffective in isolating any central group or individual as the primary force in the militant Islamic sphere. And quite frankly, without a coordinated program of action and the cooperation of all our resources, and a concerted public stance against the perpetrators of international terrorism, we will never...
Everyone, listen to me, please. Get down on the floor, get down now, get down quick.
File tape 7979, suspect recording found in Liechtenstein, June 6th.
We have won. We have taken into our hands the power of the world and we hold it by the throat. We have taken the great nations of the West, the great self-satisfied lumbering giants of imperialism, and we have cut off their heads. Now we will wait and see what you will do. Now we will listen to those who talk so self-righteously when someone else's neck is in the noose. Now we will discover what orders the generals give when it is they who must go into battle.
File tape 3271, recording of the President, location unknown.
This is the President of the United States. For the last 3 days, I have been told by the people here that I must read a prepared statement written by them. This I have refused to do. Today, I was informed that I may make this recording in my own words. I have agreed not to make any comments on my surroundings or the people who are holding me. I will say that I do not know the whereabouts of any of the friends and colleagues who were with me at the time of my abduction. I can only hope that they are well. To my wife, Nina, I send my love. I am in good health, and thus far I have been treated without brutality. Although I must confess that I would much rather be with you at our cottage on Griffin Lake. I am confident that this situation will be resolved. Now, as Commander-in-Chief, I must conduct myself as a prisoner of war. As a citizen, I must trust in the integrity and ability of my country. As the President, I will not waver from the just and necessary policies of the United States. Our nation will not now or ever negotiate with terrorists. We will not bend to the threat or force of arms against the principles of international law, and we will not reward or not bargain with those who endanger the people of the earth. We will discuss and negotiate with and address the grievances of any legitimate group who come to us peacefully, and we will bring the full weight of American justice against anyone, anywhere in the world, who seeks to deny the inalienable rights of human beings. I urge all nations to cooperate in this, the only civilized position that free people can oblige. I call on those who are responsible for this act to see the folly of their course and to realize that they do not benefit their cause by these actions.
File tape 6322, recording the President of France, location unknown, voice analysis verified.
This is President Yves Gaston Grenouille. I am being held hostage by people unknown. They have told me to speak in English because this I can understand. I was taken with many of my colleagues and the President of the United States, I believe, 3 days ago. I was unconscious during the event of that day, and I'm not sure. The people have not spoken to me of their intentions or demands. I have not been armed by them, and my needs are being met. They have not asked me to read a statement, so I will say that I wish for a peaceful resolve to this event. My highest regards to the families of those who are to share in this difficult time with me. I have not seen them since the capture, but I have not heard anything that they are not all right. My deepest affection to my wife and children and to my country. Our struggles continue, but
File tape 4414, suspect recording sent to District of Columbia newspaper, June 9.
Your leaders, your presidents, your prime ministers are well, and will remain so, as long as we receive your full cooperation. Our demands are these. 1. The destruction of the State of Israel. 2. The reestablishment of Palestine as a republic. 3. Elimination of Western military and industrial presence in the Arab world. 4. Nationalization of all oil-producing facilities in Islamic territories. 5. Overthrow of the Western puppet Arab monarchies. 6. End to Russian occupation of Muslim territories. 7. Recognition of territorial sovereignty over the Persian Gulf and Gulf of Oman. 8. Liquidation of all Arab investments in the West and return of all assets. 9. Unification of all Arab lands as an Islamic pantheocracy, supported by the total submission to the original fundamental ordinances of the Sharia. We will await your response.